Good evening. This is Josette Chikachi, physical therapist assistant and yoga and meditation teacher that offers services at Hayes Physical Therapy as well as the Integrated Healing Center. Right now, though we are offering physical therapy services, I have decided to place my classes on hold. Customarily, I teach yoga 2 evenings a week, Mondays and Thursdays. And right now, I am honoring social distancing. The room that we use requires us to be in close proximity. And so I am offering virtual yoga classes through my studio in Devon, Pennsylvania. The website there is www.balancedforlifeyoga.com. And so if you'd like to join me for virtual yoga classes, please log in and check out our class schedule. Right now, I'd like to provide you with a way to wind down the day. A few moments of peace that you can use to help to down-regulate your nervous system, the energy all around us surrounding the coronavirus is one of hysteria. Allowing our bodies to be sucked into the vortex of that hysteria is not something which will support a strong nervous system, and a strong nervous system and strong immune function is something that we need now more than ever. And so, if you would, I'd like for you to find yourself in a comfortable seated pose. This practice will ready your body for rest that is restorative, that is supportive of immune function. However, there's a fine line between deep conscious rest that we can take from a meditation practice that can be restorative and also falling asleep. My hope for you tonight is that this meditation will not put you to sleep, but rather ready your body for deep rest. And so if you would find yourself supported, perhaps seated on the couch with your back supported, maybe a blanket rolled at your low back space, or sitting up against a wall, feet can be flat on the floor, legs can be crisscrossed like a pretzel, though they do not have to be. Legs could even be outstretched. Find comfort in a seated pose and then give yourself a little wiggle from side to side, maybe forward and back, maybe a little circle at the hips until you feel your bones, the bony part of your bottom, land in the space beneath of you. Feeling grounded into the surface beneath of you can physiologically ready the system to be still. And I will guide you in what we call yoga nidra, which is defined as deep yet conscious rest. In the practice of meditation, we use a tool of single point of focus. And so I will offer to you the opportunity to scan from head to toe your body, sort of as if you're taking an inventory of each point throughout your body that we visit, knowing that in the practice of meditation, we shift to a single point of focus in an effort to prevent getting caught in thought As thoughts arise, it's very tempting to allow one to connect to the next. And so instead, this evening, we scan. Starting at the top of the head, notice the crown of your head. Notice if there's any tension. Maybe see if you could use your mind to notice the shaft of each one of the hairs. If your hair is tied back, maybe release the pony and let your hair fall down, allowing there to be a softening that starts at the scalp. From the crown of the head, we tiptoe our awareness down to the forehead, noticing any tension at or around the eyebrows. If there's any furrowing of the brow, maybe wiggle the eyebrows, maybe open and close the eyes, inviting relaxation to land along the facial muscles, maybe an opening and a closing of the jaw, perhaps a moistening of the lips. It's a silly sound, but maybe a sort of trill of the lips to release any tension at or around the jaw. Then take a deep, purposeful swallow. Feel the muscles of the throat and esophagus. Relax. As we invite relaxation to tiptoe its way down your body, give a gentle rolling up, back, and down of the right and then the left shoulder. As the shoulder blades melt onto the back body, give yourself a gentle opening and closing of each one of the palms, and perhaps allow the palms to land resting face up. Feel the bones of the right and the left arm. And then allow the muscles and the connective tissue to simply drape away from bone. With your next breath, notice the depth of it. Take in a deep, full breath, feeling expansion, expansion, expansion through the trunk, and then maybe a deep sigh, relaxation based. And as you exhale, feel the belly deflate. Give the respiratory muscles permission to do their job without any tension or holding through the trunk. Now notice once more the bony structures of your bottom. Feel the surface beneath of you and be held. Give the muscles surrounding the pelvis of the hips, the glutes, the thighs, the opportunity to let go. Maybe giving a little squeeze of the muscles. Using your muscles, not your hands, your bottom, your thighs. Squeeze and then a little release. Sometimes give the body the gentle cue to let go. Feel the legs now heavy, resting upon the surface beneath of you. As your awareness tiptoes its way down the body, notice the right and then the left knee. If you're aware of any tension there, maybe make contact, placing your hand on your leg. A gentle cue to the body. Now is the time to rest. Notice now the lower legs, the calves, the shins, the ankles, maybe a little dance of the toes. A circling of each one of the ankles, and then from head to toe, we've made contact with the body, and we'll sit, and we'll take just a few more deep breaths, and we'll visualize rest. Perhaps draw to mind your bed, if you have it on hand, perhaps. Lavender in the form of essential oil or bath soap. Maybe a room spray that could greet you as you next make your way to a room that's free of news, television, computer, cell phone screens, to a room that will now support you resting deeply without reintroducing any stimulus that would once more engage you in the hysteria that's been all around our media. Right now, we've readied the body to rest deeply. And so at the end of this meditation, I hope you will do just that.